Michelle Gravel. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, Paul. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Jim Burden is along from the Gravel's office. Good morning, Jim.
Hi, Paul.
All morning, people have been saying, boy, I hope that Jim and Michelle can explain what went on yesterday in the stock market. So let's just jump right into it. It was a bad day on Wall Street.
Bad day on Wall Street. And the futures are indicating another rocky road today. But we can't get too excited. We've all been talking about there's going to be a correction. The market cannot continue to go straight up, but you never know when that correction is going to be. So for long-term investors, it never has been a time to try and jump out because you would have missed the market. And over time, when the market's going up, you're reinvesting shares as you go along. So then when it goes back down, we wade it through the muck, and then when it goes back up again, your extra shares increase with the price of the market. So right now is not a time to panic. We still have the economic indicators, the new tax bill, unemployment, et cetera. Everything is still going where we needed to go. Some traders were a little bit concerned about inflation. I think that was part of the driving force. But now is not really time to panic.
Yeah. So the Dow lost like 1,500 points at one point yesterday. And they're saying it was the worst one-day fall in market history. Help us put this in perspective. I know it's not a time to panic, but what should we be thinking about right now?
Well, that's an important thing. You just mentioned it, Paul. You want to put it in perspective. 1 year ago, the Dow was at 20,000. So it's still above what it was a year ago.
Right.
But when we talk about point drops, because the Dow is up at 26,000, when you say 1,100 points, you know, that's a lot, 1,100. But when it's 26,000, that's like a 4%. Decrease. So a correction is around, 10 or more. So this pullback or correction, 4% is really not a correction. It's more of a vibration or pullback. But you have to keep it in perspective. When the Dow is up at 26,000, the big point drop off of its high is the language that's being used. You have to kind of put it in a percentage and put it in a context compared to what we're used to hearing.
Yeah, the bigger the stock market is, the bigger the drops are going to be, I guess.
Yeah, and you don't want to confuse volatility
with risk.
We're going to have volatility. We anticipate that, and we know that that's how markets work.
Yeah.
But you don't want to confuse that with risk in your investing.
Right, Michelle?
Right, and looking at the indicators out there, and we look at what we call support levels and resistance levels for the stock market. We'll use the Dow Jones, just that one index in particular. A support level is sort of, and again, there's no crystal ball or guarantee, but it's what's the worst case scenario? How far is it going to go down right now, possibly? And the support levels are looking at between 22 and 23,000 on the Dow could be, let's say, the worst case scenario. But then you also have to look at what is the support level, the resistance level, which is the top end. How far up does the market have to go up in this current environment, given the economic indicators that are out there? And the resistance level is between 28 and 29,000 from most economists out there. So you're looking at a wide range of where the market could go, and right now we're in the middle of that range. Are we going to see some more volatility? According to the futures, it looks like today is going to be another rough day. But if you're a long-term investor, if you're invested properly, have the right asset allocation, there is still room not only for the market to recover from whatever is happening in the next couple of weeks, but also to move ahead of where we're even at over time. And, Paul, I know over the years we've gone through this so many times,
sure.
And the market has gone up and down in dramatic form. And you've always said, how are you feeling? How are people, my dad always calls, are your customers calling you? Are your clients calling you every day, every second? And really not so much, because we are conservative investors for our clients, and we have accounts that have safety precautions, some guarantees of principal in certain areas. We look at what your investment objectives are, and they're designed to ride through this type of scenario.
Yeah.
And give you that sleep at night factor. So the phone is not ringing off the hook this morning in a negative way, let's put it that way.
Yeah, it's you know, when it's right in your face, you know, and you're watching that stock ticker on the bottom of the screen or on your computer or your phone, it can be a little scary. But then you just got to remind yourself, oh, wait a minute, I am in it for the long term. I do have safe investments. This too shall pass.
And Jim's got a funny analogy. Jim, tell me what you said this morning.
Oh yeah, we were talking about you don't want to sell all the patio furniture because you had some bad weather. You know, you just want to hunker down, and it's going to change. And that's important because a lot of people. You know, we do keep an eye on it, but, you know, we want to say this is different this time, and, you know, it's usually not different. You know, this is just how markets react.
Yeah, so we'll get through this. In the meantime, you know, hold tight and make sure that your portfolio is diversified and that you're doing all the right things, and I guess that's what we always talk about is if you don't have a financial planner, if you don't know what your investments are, it's a good time to maybe sit down and take stock of what you've got.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Michelle, do you have a money-saving tip for us today?
I do. It's a little bit of an analogy about what's happening in the market, and then we'll wind up to a money-saving tip real quickly here. We have a piece of equipment. It's a special type of scanner, et cetera, that we use. We have two of them, and I want to get a third one. But when we first bought them, they were $600 a piece. And we waited, shopped around, looked around, and they came down to $400. Same thing, brand new, same thing. That's a considerable amount off, right? But was it the same machine? Yes. Was it discounted? No. It didn't come down to $400, and we said, oh my gosh, there must be something wrong with it. We don't want to buy it. We bought it on sale, which is where stocks are right now. They're on sale. Right now is a buying opportunity. And they have gone back up to $600. This machine, and again, I want another one. And there are some people out there, Staples is running out of them, online even. So there are some people out there selling the same machine for $750 right now.
Wow.
Well, I don't want to pay that. That's way too high, just like the market got way too high too quick. So you really want to look at it. Is it the same machine in every scenario? Yes, it is. It's the same thing, the same copy, same scanning. It's just a different price. Are you willing to wait for a sale price? Are you going to just not buy it at all if it's on sale? No, you're going to buy it if it's on sale. Now, as a side note, the money-saving tip that's not an analogy, I bought the third one on eBay pre-owned for $200. So I've got a third one only for $200. So that's the money-saving tip. If you already have two new ones, maybe try one that's refurbished.
It always pays to shop around, doesn't it?
Yep.
All right. Hey, if somebody wants to go over their investments with you, they don't have a financial planner, they want a new financial planner, how do they get a hold of the Gravels?
Sure, this is a good time to have that conversation. You can contact us through the radio station, WPHM, through one of the Tri-County Bank branches, or our toll-free number, 800-668-7135.
All right.
And again, there's no cost or obligation to meet with us.
Guys, hang in there. I know it was a rough day yesterday, more rough days ahead, but hang in there. We'll talk again next Tuesday.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, that's right. All right.
Pay through your seatbelt.
Exactly. All right. Jim Burton and Michelle Gravel from the Gravel's office with us on this Tuesday and every Tuesday here on WPHM. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only, not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual to determine which investments may be appropriate for you. Consult your financial advisor prior to investing.